This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three. This morning's going fast. This is awesome. And talking a little bit about the holidays, how to get in the spirit, and a lot of good ideas. Text is coming in. And if you give us a really good idea, kind of how to lean into the holidays, we have free tickets for you, VIP seats, to watch the Green Bay Holiday Parade, which is coming up this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Get there at 9. You can listen to some music and just enjoy the parade with whoever you want to bring. Hey, something else that's going on that's great. There's so many good things. My one concern about the holidays is people are hungry all year. They need clothes. You know what I mean? But this is a good time. And what we try to do where I work is to say, look, you know, can I get your number? Can you do this again? You know, but you do something all year. And we're going to talk about this Give a Kid a Book program, Brown County Library, which is a great library system. Meg Deem, welcome.
Thank you. Good glad to be here.
Yeah, you're a board member, or you're a librarian, or what do you do?
Nope. My background is accounting, but I've been on the board since 2012 on the Friends of the Brown County Library.
Yeah, good organization.
So we're the kind of fundraising arm. We help support the library programs. We do our big used book sale twice a year. Mm-hmm. Another one of our big programs then is the one that I coordinate, Give a Kid a Book.
Let's talk about that. That's awesome what you're doing. We talked a little bit before we got on the air, but for those people who weren't, we didn't have hot mics.
Now
we've got to kind of repeat what we talked about.
Tell us
about it.
So Give a Kid a Book, we're in our 36th year.
It's a really?
Yeah. It's a program that was started by the librarians, and then the Friends took it over.
Yes.
So every year, our goal is to give kids that are in need, the families, low-income families, two books at the holidays. And so we've been doing that. By the end of this year, we'll have given almost 400,000 books out to kids in the community.
That's
to
incredible.
Promote literacy.
Love it.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just amazing how generous the community has been.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kudos to that. Yeah, I would agree. So tell me the process. How do you get the books?
Our big thing is we partner with the Salvation Army. They do their Toys for Tots programs.
Yeah.
We think it's important that along with the toy, the kids have a book.
Absolutely.
So we manage that part of it. We take donations all year round. We also have some amazing sponsors that help fund. And then we do collections. So right now we have collection boxes out at the Green Bay Area Nicolet Bank branches.
Okay.
At all of the library branches, there's boxes out that if you want to donate books. And we are looking for new books for kids age 0 to 18.
0 to 18.
So through high school we go.
Pretty big range.
Yes.
New books.
New books is what we're looking for because we're gifting them.
Right.
As part of their holiday.
And the kid deserves something new. Nicolet Bank branches and branches of the Brown County Library, that's a lot. I mean, there's no reason why you can't, right?
Right.
You know where one is. I mean, just here.
Super easy.
We also, the YMCA is in town here.
That's
always
a drop-off?
Is a drop-off spot.
All right.
So there are a lot of opportunities.
So, Meg, we're talking about kind of getting into the Christmas spirit. There's a lot of little things. You go see a play, go see a musical. But to drop off a book, that would make people feel good. And that's not that expensive. You know what I mean? Like $5, $10.
It's something that a family can do, too. I've seen where parents take their kids and, you know, it's an opportunity for the kids to share a book that they love with somebody else.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's a nice way to do it.
So when does this drop off? Has it started?
Yes. We started October 30th was our kickoff event. So the boxes were all out in the community.
Will you tell us a little bit more about your kickoff event? We were talking before we went on and the kickoff event was pretty special.
We are very, very lucky. We partnered with Elmore Elementary, So the fifth grade students had a chance to write an essay. It's extra work for them, extra an essay that they write. And then they come and read it. This year we had three students that read their essays for us at our kickoff event. And then we've also been really, really fortunate. We partner with the Packer Wives. So this year, Bree LaFleur, she was our spokesperson last year and this year. So she came and talked about, you know, her family and why books are important to her family and stuff. And it's really been a wonderful. I mean, Molly Crosby was our partner for years.
She was great.
Yeah, going all the way back to Deanna Favre. Yeah. So we've been just lucky with that partnership as well.
So you've gone from the players to the coaches. That's cool.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Love it. Are those essays amazing, what a fifth grader can write?
They are. And they're, you know, everyone is unique. Yeah. And the fact that they come and read them in front of the public and the TV right. stations and stuff right. just amazes me that they can do that.
I mean, in fifth grade, what are you, like 10, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're doing that this Wednesday, is the Peace Tree Lighting at the courthouse.
Okay.
And those kids read their essays as well.
Yes.
Two of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm a little older and I couldn't write that. I mean, it's just, they've absorbed a lot at that age.
Yep. And more than I think we give them credit for, for them to then put it pen to paper, it's pretty neat to see everything come together.
I think kids are smarter than, like you said, I think, like, I don't think our parents, you know, kids are to be seen, not heard, that type of thing. And I never agreed with that, although I was brought up in that world. But to sit and just talk about a subject that might be a little advanced, they've got an opinion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting where they got that opinion. And it's not our job to steer them to this or that. It's to listen to them. And so when you allow them to write that and then read it, and you're right, sharing it is as challenging as writing it.
Yes, I think so. You know, and they come, they get out of school for the morning, which is kind of fun. But, you know, we have a fairly decent crowd that comes to the library that morning for that event.
That's great.
And for them to get up, you know, several of them had their parents there or their grandparents there and stuff. And it was a big morning. But it's just one of the parts of the program that I like the best is when you hear from the kids why they think books are important.
Well, and that can be such a wide-ranging explanation and vary from writer to writer.
Absolutely.
Because the impact is so unique to the individual.
Yeah.
Oh, how touching to be able to share in that with them.
And kids need to talk to their kids. You know, we as parents, you know, learn to read to learn, that kind of thing. But you're not going to go anywhere unless you learn how to read, that kind of pressure. Whereas kids can say they just connected on the subject matter.
Right.
You know, horses, sports, whatever they want to read about. So that's cool. Yeah. So we got these distribution points. We can go buy a new book and go drop it off with our partner, with our kids. Say, look, we're doing this. This is part of the holidays is, you know, helping kids read. Drop off these books. Tell me how the collection and how it gets back into lower income, right? Is that what we're focused on?
Yes, we're focused on the lower income families. Last year, we gave books to over 6,700 kids.
Wow.
So
the need is out there. Yeah. But
and
each child gets two books. So that's almost 14,000 books last year that we either got funds collected or books donated that we were able to meet that need. I mean, it just every year it just amazes
me.
Wow. Tell me a little bit more about how the kid gets the right book.
So what we do is we partner. One of the parents comes through and we partner a shopper with them. The books are all sorted by age area. You know, we have some Spanish language books, we have graphic novels, we have nonfiction cookbooks and things like that. So we try and account for different interests of the kids. But a shopper will work with a parent. We have a list of kids, their ages, you know, and stuff. And then by talking with the parent, we find out what are they interested in? Yeah. What have they read recently? And then we also have librarians that help us.
Okay.
We're looking for something specific. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of try and find something that would be of interest.
Our librarians locally and in our schools are remarkable.
They are.
because the amount of information that they are aware of and subject matter and how to get it. And if you liked this, you might, you know, this would be maybe similar, or just what a wealth of knowledge.
They really are. And they really, they have that desire to find something that's going to capture the interest of a kid who's going to want, then want to read it.
To spark it.
Yes.
Some kids are so smart, they want to read something by the same author. Like, that's way above my pay grade. But I just think it's amazing when they want to read a book by so-and-so. And it's like, okay, and we look for that and find it. But what a great opportunity that those parents, you realize the stress you're taking away from those parents?
Yeah.
I mean, because if they're lower income, they probably don't have a lot of disposable income. I mean, you got, you know, you got your house payment, you got your food, you got car payment. And to come through there and in one day really get, and those are, the Toys for Tots is awesome. I mean, those are unwrapped new gifts.
In addition to
same
to
room
the
though,
toys.
Right? Or no?
It's, yes. So
facility.
We'll be in the same building and they start, they have their appointment time and they start with the toys. I mean, they have it down to if a toy requires a battery, they've got the batteries all set.
Oh,
so, I mean,
my.
They are very, very organized. And then they come to our section, and then they have a, they go to the next section, they get a food basket. Mm-hmm. And they have people, the amount of volunteers that come out for this is amazing.
Pretty cool community.
It really is. It really is. When you see it all put together in one room, it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I love about our area.
Yeah. I mean, I just think there's so much, and someday they'll do this, they'll be a volunteer,
right.
These parents, but I'm not sure you appreciate how much, because Christmas is stressful because you want your kid to have something new.
Right.
You want them to have something good, not something cheap that's new. So
right.
And you got those great toys and those great books. Yeah, I bet you must
feel
good.
I love that you guys have thought of everything. Like you said, I mean, you're accepting books for 0 to 18.
Correct.
And then to hit on something like a cookbook. Or, the comic books, the graphic novels, the treasured classic, literature.
Is
Dr. Seuss still number one, though? I bet there's a lot of degree.
We don't see a ton of Dr. Seuss.
I'm aging myself. That's all we read.
You know, my favorite is always for the board books, Susan Boynton. And she does these just amazing drawings.
What did she write? Guess How Much I Love You?
No, she's written like about the animals. Hippos remain calm.
All right.
And,
super fun. Can you stick around for one more segment?
I want to talk about the zero. Okay. I think that's great. You started zero.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean,
we'll be right back. We are here with like Meg Dean, who you make this community great.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
To put you in the mood, great music
for Christmas. And for Christmas.
And then we got great things going on too. We're here with Meg Dean, who's the project manager or head of the Give a Kid a Book program here in Brown County, and we're talking about how you, as listeners and residents, can get involved in this super important program, and that's to buy a new book and drop it off at one of the many, many locations, any library branch, any Nicolet Bank branch. The YMCA's, YWCA, are they in there? YMCA's. Okay, wait.
Yep.
Get that to them. And
so they're collecting all the way through December 10th.
Correct.
So people can drop off donations of brand new books, 0 to 18 years old, wide ranging interests, anything from your favorite to
just
a classic.
You know, some kids like to be fourth grade, they want to cook. You know,
we,
there's other books that are easy to read about some pretty impressive people, you know?
Correct.
And that's kind of cool to read about maybe your sports figure.
And you know what? Yeah. You have talked about this, and I know this about myself. When I wander into that big bookstore down or on Oneida Street.
Barnes & Noble.
Yep. When I wander in there, and that clearance section or that special interest section off to the left, and you've got how to draw or here's everything on the Civil War, and everything's very affordable.
And if you listen to your kid, they're interested in something.
Yes.
They may not say it if you ask them, what are you interested in? But if you listen to them, it's like, wait a minute, they like old
cars. Or what are they doodling about? Or what are the programs that they watch?
The reason I wanted you to stick around, even though that you're kind of scheduled to leave at 8:20, tell me more about the Zero, because that's young.
Yes.
I mean, it's birth.
Birth?
People don't associate books with birth, I don't think. But you tell me about how important that is or why you decided to focus in on that.
So we think parents should be reading to their kids as soon as they're born, even before
they're
born.
So many statistics about the brain development and, you should
be. It's so critical for kids to hear language at that early age. And one of the easy ways is either to talk to your child or to read a book. So we have board books that have simple words and especially we have them in both languages, Spanish and English and stuff. So for those families that want to teach a child Spanish early on or are a bilingual family that has, options for them, the colors in books, I think, are so amazing and stuff. And even we have beautiful storybooks, picture books and stuff that the parents can read, but the kids can see the pictures. And that creates imagination.
And story time with mom or dad or maybe grandma, grandpa, or maybe, just a beloved family member can become so special.
Yes.
Did your mother read you like War and Peace or something as a child, maybe in your infancy, Jim? Probably not.
No.
No.
But the book I remember, Old Yeller, everybody read that. She also read us, they chopped down the tree. What's that book? It's so super famous. And then
with George Washington,
down the tree. No, there's a story. Okay, I'll find it.
Oh no, The Giving Tree. Yeah, by Del Silver.
It's The Giving Tree. Okay,
yes.
I was going to say she's listening. I could have her text in.
No,
but, okay.
No, I got it.
All right, it's The Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree.
But how important? I'm not. I don't want to ask. It's not a question. I'm saying it is super important that these kids learn at this very early age, and then they're going to read. You talked about the transition from third, fourth grade, from learning to read to reading to learn.
So that's one of the points in a child's education is third grade. So they test, they do standardized testing at third grade is one of them. And reading scores is so critical because children are learning to read up until about third grade. And then after that, they have to use that reading skill. They read to learn. So if they're behind at that point.
Yes.
It's a struggle for them to keep up.
This is a foundation.
So this is a big, the community itself, the school district.
And you think of that impact, right?
Right. And so anything we can do to get books into the hands of parents and kids earlier, the better outcome we're going to have.
And I just want to underscore that a little bit. When I was mayor, that was a big, big deal, education. Yes. And mayors really don't oversee education. I mean, Mayor Daley did in Chicago, and some of these cities do, but most of them, it's kind of an independent, but I mean, there's nothing we want more than an educated, community.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we went to something out in Vegas, and it was a really good seminar that I went to, and it talked about taking those scores at third, fourth grade reading scores. Now think about that. You're 10 years old and projecting how many things you need, like how many technical college desks you need, how many college you need. And some guy said you could even predict the number of prison beds you need, which is super scary.
It's absolutely.
But it's really important that we do this. So I think that's great. And then the other thing I want to say is that just if you maybe missed the boat a little bit, you can always get into reading. And like you said, these high school kids, I don't know that they understand. I mean, there's a lot of, I'm not a tech guy, but like this YouTube or TikTok, but books can, there's no commercials and you can read it when you want. You know what I mean? And I just think it's great what you're doing. And tell me about
accessibility is quite remarkable
but
as well.
Low income or not, you got to read. And
you got to read.
Yours is more geared, how does a family get engaged in participating from the gifts, the books? Is that done? You said you have to make an appointment?
Registration is through the Salvation Army. Okay. So families can still register for the Holiday Assistance Program, which includes Toys for Tots and Give a Kid a Book, so that they can go to the Salvation Army website or contact them to sign up.
And if we want to contact you, how do we, if we want to, you said how to drop off a book, but if they have questions about, because this goes on throughout the year, right?
And there is a lot of information on the website about the importance of this program. You can learn about all the statistics and why it is so valuable.
We have a Facebook page, both Friends of the Brown County Library and Give a Kid a Book. There's Facebook pages there that we're sharing. We're sharing the students' essays Facebook. We have our website, which is browncountylibraryfriends.org.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
So we have a ton of information, how you can donate books, where we're taking collections, if you want to donate funds, if you want to volunteer, all of those things.
Meg, this is awesome. I mean, Green Bay was awarded, what, the best place to live in the United States, and you're part of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing this program.
Meg Dean, Give a Kid a Book program, Brown County Library, Facebook, you got the website, and yeah, this was very special. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Mind on the Mayor.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the, man, we're at the last half hour. This has been a great morning. I just want to thank Jen Metcalf, who's down here from downtown Green Bay. And then, of course, got done talking with Meg Deem, who's the Give a Kid a Book program for Brown County and ways that you can really get into the holiday spirit. We're here now with Amy Herrick. Amy, you have been here. You're going to move a chair up pretty soon and be the assistant.
Mail.
I know. Fox Cities. Well, the reason you're here so much is because you are with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, and you have the Fox Cities Chamber Excellence in Education Shining Star Award, which is, it's really important that we recognize people, that we recognize good behavior, which, you know, that sounds kind of parochial, but
Jim, today kicks off American Education Week.
Oh, so I didn't even know that.
No. Oh, yeah.
I play it.
That's why Todd took care of that. That's why you're here today.
Exactly.
Did you think you were here because it's Princess Day? Haha. Okay.
Oh, all two for one right there.
That's right.
You're outnumbered.
Call HR. All right. Amy, tell us about that, because here in Green Bay, and that's kind of where I have lived the last few years, we had the Golden Apple Award, where we recognize outstanding educators. Been going on for a long time. Is this comparable?
Yeah, it is. So I'm very familiar, having taught in Brown County, with the Golden Apples, and it's very, very prestigious. And the Fox Cities Chamber, we've met a couple times actually with the Green Bay Chamber to learn more about their process, because it is so prestigious. They've been around for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. We are going into our sixth year, and
great.
I know I say I have a lot of favorite programs, but this is my favorite. I think because obviously I've been a teacher, I know what they've mm-hmm. gone through. And we are losing teachers left and right, which is very unfortunate. So now more than ever, it's beyond important to be thanking those teachers and recognizing them. And what better time than now, when we've got Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up. And then we celebrate them during that third quarter slump, which teachers definitely understand.
Burnout is real.
Yes.
Burnout is real.
Yeah.
And I think Thanksgiving or November is a time to reflect on that. Mm. When I was mayor, we always gave out the outstanding, you know, student award, the outstanding this, and we just had our volunteer luncheon. You know, I think this is a good time. So tell me how a teacher gets nominated, how a teacher, the recipient. I think this is a great program, but I just want to say that anytime we recognize outstanding or exceptional people is good.
Yeah, so we just had a news release in our newsletter, or a press release in our newsletter on Thursday, and then they can find nomination form open on our website, which is foxcitieschamber.com. The nomination process takes 2 minutes to 5 minutes, depending on what you want to do, but essentially you can nominate a teacher and you write an impact statement. And my favorite part of this is sharing that impact statement with the nominated teacher. It's incredible because we have students who nominate. We have former students who nominate. I had somebody last year who hadn't had that educator for 20 years.
Yep.
And she was like, I still need to recognize this individual. Parents and community members, it's just so important if they have an impact to make sure they know it.
Fox Cities, what is the geographical footprint of that?
Yeah, so we're a little unique because it's 2.5 counties. Okay. So it's all of Outagamie, all of Calumet County, and then northern Winnebago.
Wow.
Okay.
So
if you're in those areas and sending kids to public, any
school, yep,
not just public.
No, it's public
education
or private, right?
Yep. Yes.
It's open now.
Yes. Open now until December 6th.
And you just apply and fill out your nomination online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple.
Does Very simple.
Teacher know they're nominated?
Yeah. So as soon as, I would say within 24 to 48 hours after the nomination comes in, I then send the teacher an application form. And the application, I will admit, is sometimes difficult for educators because they don't want to brag about themselves. So we try to really just think about what is the impact.
Would not have that problem if you had a politician's an excellent award. We have to limit this to 2,000 words. Sorry. Let's send it back. All right. So the teacher then fills out the application.
Yeah. It's only a handful of questions. That also only takes about 10 to 15 minutes.
Let's market that differently. Like, here's your brag book. What have you achieved? What are your
15 minutes?
Instead of an applicant. Okay.
Do they know who nominated them?
It depends. So in the nomination form, you can choose to be anonymous, but the impact statement is still shared. So they need to make sure that if they want to be truly anonymous, that they have to change that.
I'm just thinking back in the day, Todd, you know, you're that CD student and you got to, you know, get the grade up. Oh, I nominated you as my teacher of the year.
Oh. I wonder if his students over at TC can nominate.
Here's what's really funny about that. So Amy has this great program she's telling us about. Nikki did not think that way. Todd did not think that way.
But
former mayor of Green Bay thought that way.
It's like, well, that.
His newest initiative is going to be excellent politicians in our area? No, 2,000 words or less.
Bribery goes a long way.
It does, right?
I've heard.
So Amy, they go online, they nominate a teacher, and it doesn't have to be a current teacher. It can be public, private, it can be high school. Do you go to the university or do you?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've had, we had a Lawrence teacher 2 years ago. We have Oshkosh teachers, Fox Valley Tech teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's very cool.
Far reaching. It can be your kindergarten teacher. It can be your tech ed teacher. It could have been home ec. Linens professor, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm going to start that class.
Yeah. It's a master's program.
That's right. We're not messing around with this. All right. And then on the 6th, it closes the nominations.
Yes, but the applications are still open until December 20th.
And that's got to be tough to pick.
I am very grateful that I do not have to do that. We have a selection committee of completely outside former educators or current educators who then decide, and the applications are completely anonymous. So,
okay, that's cool. And then when's the award?
March 13th.
Okay.
And that's at Butamore Country Club. So
good
it's
place.
A really nice setting, yeah.
We need to get you back here. Well, you'll be back here a number of times before
probably
that.
Probably next week.
Right. So. Get one of the teachers, because they're always so humble, aren't they?
Yes, very much so.
Nobody says, like, see the politicians, it's about time, but they wouldn't, you know.
No,
right.
Right. Well, my favorite part of this,
picking on us.
My favorite part of this is we do surprise visits. So to let the teachers know, we actually, like, I contact the principal, we set it up, and we have done anything from all school auditorium surprises to little intimate in their classroom with their family comes.
Yes.
And they are just, it's mind blowing. It is my favorite
part. Oh gosh.
They just have no idea.
Yes. And yep, I cry watching those videos. It gives you the goosebumps.
And Amy, you were an educator.
Good stuff.
You were an educator.
I was.
So that's going to be extra special for you.
I love it so much, especially I've had colleagues that have won. And that's always really special because, again, I have nothing to do with that. So I have friends who are teachers who have won. And it's just so heartwarming because, especially when you know that they are so deserving.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
It cannot be overstated.
No.
How much we owe to our educators and the fact that we are losing them at an incredible rate is heartbreaking. Yet we have a remarkable number of students going into the field. And I love that passion and that energy is still there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think the business community is really getting on board with these types of programs as well, because they're realizing that this is our future talent.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. So getting those teachers involved is so important.
And it's amazing that a fourth grader in 10 years is going to be 20. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that could be working for you. Now, it might be in school, but yeah, it goes fast, right?
I mean,
it's just, it's crazy. So I think this is great that you're doing this.
How can we help? What can we do? Fill out those nominations, I guess.
Absolutely. The more nominations we can get in, again, my favorite thing is sharing that impact statement. So even if a teacher doesn't apply, having those kind words around the holidays when kids are crazy this time of year. They're excited to be at home and the activities that are happening. And honestly, those impact statements are beyond important.
Our oldest wrote... at the end of a school year, he wrote a letter to she was his third grade teacher. She laminated that and he's going to be 21.
I love that.
And then his younger brother, had her, and it's up on her bulletin board every year. She said, I read this when I need to remember why I do this. Mm-hmm. And
she needs to read that when she has students like me.
And I'm the mom who will gift that bottle of wine. Like, I'm sorry my kid makes you drink. Right. So sorry. Here,
just if you could just wait till noon.
Right. Yeah.
No, that is a tough stress job. And not only the kids, they got parents too sometimes that might leave.
Oh, gosh. The aspects that teachers in the classroom and out of. And then ask to maybe coach or be on.
Oh, yeah. Right.
There's a lot of time that is spent outside of the classroom, but we have amazing people in our community that are educators and bringing up the next generation of everything.
Yeah. We really do. So nominate a teacher.
All right. And again, it's kindergarten to university.
Yeah. Yep. We have to say K through 16.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you're doing this. And it's so important.
None of Jim Schmidt's students can nominate him, though. You are exempt from nomination.
Not worried about that.
You do that on a daily basis.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Tell us about who was your memorable teacher? Whether you want to name names or.
No, I can. My second grade teacher was the teacher that actually inspired me to become a teacher. And
at age eight, did you know that's what you wanted to be then because of.
I really did.
Him or her?
Yeah. And then I used to always play school growing up. And when I was in high school, then I had a really good English teacher and I've always loved reading. Yep. So I've been passionate about that, but the way that she connected with students was like, okay, so not only do I want to be a teacher, I want to be an English teacher.
Yeah, and that's so important what you just said about the way they connected, because the curriculum is really secondary to the connection, right? I mean, and mine was in sixth grade. I think I told you that story. You know, and I actually invited her to my wedding, which was obviously many, many years later, but she was awesome. She was the best teacher I ever had, and just... But I think she liked me in terms of, you know, you can do this type thing. So
isn't it remarkable, though, that the reason that those people stand out in our minds and our memories and our hearts is because they recognized something within us. And it's sometimes it's a hard, I mean, it's certainly not hard for you to do. You find plenty of remarkable things about yourself, Jim. But
what about myself? What do you mean? About my kids?
As a politician. But those teachers recognize something within their students. Mm-hmm. And if you are that person to highlight that, that is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking self-esteem, writing, identity, safety, all sorts of things. So to think, don't ever not give yourself the credit. So educators far and wide, we're talking to you. Thank you so much for what you do, often probably off the books and out of your own pocket, but from the bottom of your hearts. We couldn't do any of this without you.
Right. Public and private. You
our,
bet.
Our hats off to you.
All right, Fox City's Chamber, Excellent in Education Shining Star Awards. Again, give us the contact info, Amy, so we can nominate. That's
there's a link right on the
website. Foxcitieschamber.com. Our events page has the link to the Excellence in Education Awards, and the link is right there to nominate a teacher.
All right, cool.
Easy peasy. Awesome. Thanks for making it so simple for us.
Nikki, we got a minute. Who is your favorite? Who influenced you to?
Third grade, Mrs. Dunathan. Again, awesome. She actually, if Mino were here, he'd talk about how Mrs. Dunathan's husband, Clint, the dentist, the singing dentist, he was my best friend. Oh, my God. Yeah. But whatever. But she was just remarkable. She had a way of bringing the class together. Third grade, kind of an iffy, just sort of like, what am I good at or what am I not? But she just made me personally feel like she saw me and right. She valued me.
I love that.
I had some awesome teachers.
Remarkable.
And I, you know what? And I went to my, I had a great high school teacher, his brother Andrew. And I went to my high school reunion and I talked to a friend of mine, who's a Christian brother, because I went to, you know, he was a Christian brother, right? And he died, and I felt really sad. You know what I mean? Like now I got the time and the money to maybe go visit him. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna go see Brother Andrew. He goes,
we can't do it.
So you want to thank him now, right? Thank him when they're still
today.
In the practice. Thank him today and
get
out there and do something
Amy
with the Fox
Herrick,
Cities.
Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Amy.
Being here.
Thank you.
Stick around, Mino and the Mayor. We're right back.
Won't you see the lights are clear?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back. We're wrapping it up here. Mino the Mayor. Mino's out hunting. Here with Nikki Z.
Allegedly.
And, yeah, allegedly. Is
allegedly.
Right. This was fun today. And we kind of had a lot of different guests. I want to thank all of them. But the
nicely
theme,
job today on the billing, though.
But the theme is, you know, it's the holidays are right around the corner. And let's get into it. And telling people if they want to text something in, we got tickets for the parade.
We have a great text. Text says, good morning. For the past 5 years, we have started a separate Christmas savings account and deposit funds into it monthly. When December arrives, we have the money set aside to spread Christmas cheer.
Great.
The new community shelter residents, veterans housing and recovery program, adopt a family and or kids in a family, and the Salvation Army have been on the top of our list over the years. Putting the money aside for this reason makes it so easy to fill needs for others. Spreading kindness and cheer is what it's all about, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year.
Wow.
Kathy and Jeff, thank you for being loyal listeners, and thank you for what you're doing.
Right, that's pretty cool.
To continue to give back all year round. Love that.
And it to get into the spirit is not expensive. Like a book, like you said, at that bargain table, I mean, those can be, what, I don't know.
$7, $10?
Right. And you buy a book and then drop it off and, you know, make some kids' Christmas extra special.
Well, and you appreciate how planned out that those listeners are, and they are depositing money all year round.
That is, okay.
Then you're not pinching and panicking, right?
That Christmas club. And banks do that. And it's amazing. You put an X and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I got, you know, hundreds of dollars or 100. Because it's,
It can make a big difference.
It's too late for that now. That'll be a New Year's resolution. We're going to talk about that, you know, when it comes closer to January. But that is a great New Year's resolution, is to start a Christmas savings club. And banks do that, and they usually don't charge, you know. And
right.
It's,
and you just note it, right?
And, you know, come this time of year, it's like, okay, wow, I got $250 in there. That's crazy. So right, sometimes it's more. Yeah, that's a good thing. And we talked a lot about what's going on in your local community. And, you know, this was the week to kind of start getting into the holidays. You know, you got to do your own stuff at home.
We've got some fun stuff around the area that is starting to kick off the holiday season. So we were visited by Jen Metcalf because of the tree lighting that's coming up on Wednesday. And then our very own Green Bay holiday parade on Saturday.
Yeah. Those are good times. So, all right. What do you guys do for the holidays at the Z House?
We are in town.
Is your 21-year-old in town?
To be determined, right?
Well, yep. You don't know where he is? Is he missing?
Well, no. He has yet to tell us of his plans. Sometimes it includes a significant other. Sometimes it's, you know, divide and conquer. And
you can't let that stress of significant others get in the way of Christmas. You have to appreciate.
Include them.
And as long as they show up, don't say, look, you got to be here at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Christmas.
No, it's like, we just want to see you.
Right. And that takes a lot.
Just want to see you.
I didn't grow up in that family. My dad was very, very like, you know, this is what we're doing. You got to be here type thing. And Donna's like, we're not going to do that at our house. And we didn't. And our kids, it's great. We have great Christmases. We try to get together at the same time, but it doesn't always happen. I mean, they got in-laws. They got
kids.
Well,
exactly.
So anyway.
It is. It gets to be a lot for some folks.
There's enough stress without making your own.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's work.
You know, we have to get on here. Couple people I'm going to bring on, but like dishes to make, right? Because that's kind of like Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, I know sweet potatoes, everybody talks about it, but nobody really eats it. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do. So I think later this week, I want to get somebody, a couple chefs in Green Bay, one from the community shelter, Ezra, who used to work at a restaurant right down the block here. And he's really creative. So I want him to come in and talk maybe a little bit about some great Thanksgiving dishes. Because to cook is fun, and people like to try stuff.
It can be fun.
It's half the fun, man, isn't it?
Well, maybe I don't know that yet.
If you're good at cooking, which you are, Jim, and there was a point in my life where I would enjoy trying some stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a pretty good cook, but like, you know.
Now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is this might be a fun time to try stuff. I mean, as long as you tell everybody, I attempted this and be kind on the reviews. I don't know.
Well, but sure.
Isn't that more stressful, though, if it's something you don't really know what to do? What if you screw it up?
Exactly.
And it's like Christmas at the Griswolds where the turkey's really dry and it pops open. And,
right.
Yeah.
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 Turkey's done.
Well, what we're going to get him on, I'll talk about there's different ways to cook your turkey.
Well, and there's plenty of stuff that you can be doing now. And put it in, mix it up, throw it in the freezer, thaw it out the week of, and, you know, bada bing, bada boom, it's in your crock pot.
We're going to have, all our listeners are going to have a great holiday season because they say, you know, I listened to that radio show and you guys, I'm in the spirit. Or I went to this play, I went to this musical, I bought this book, I went to this event, so.
I love how enthusiastic you are about it.
Yeah, I love the holiday, like Chris say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love holidays.
A little bit of our own little Christmas elf, our holiday elf.
Listen, if he dresses up with the tights and everything, I'm all for it.
No, I was Tiny Tim.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh.
Of course I was. So.
Aw, anyway. Poor guy.
That was fourth grade, though. I didn't make it big after that. So anyway.
Were you one of those childhood actors that then you turned to drugs and crime and stuff like that?
Well, right, coked up in rehab. But I'm out now. I'm good now. I'm in radio. I'm trying to rebuild my life.
I mean, he had that stint in politics. And right, so, yeah, right.
That's child actor. That's where I should have gone to rehab. But, you know, but people can go to Frank's show. There's just so many things. So this week, let's pick something out we're going to do to get us in the spirit. You can volunteer, do whatever you want, but it's just great.
Give to others. It's going to be a good thing.
That time of year. All right. Well, thanks for listening today. That was a quick 3 hours. Nikki, thanks for being here. Are you here tomorrow? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right. Nikki Z is here tomorrow. This is Jim Schmidt and Todd Michaels. Thanks for joining Mine Own the Mayor. We'll see you tomorrow.
Just wait and see this Christmas vacation. house. Sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.